Zakt de Eilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Bechairis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Yur Aleph, the last Mishnah in Masecht des Chala. Ben Antinas Hela Bechairis Mi Bavel. Somebody in Chutz Laretz had a cow, a sheep, or a goat, and its firstborn was a boy, so now it's a Bechair. So Ben Antinas brought Bechairis, Bechairis animals, Mi Bavel, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted the Kehanim to be marked on the Mizbeach, but they were like Kiblu Mena. They weren't Mekabel it from him, because only a Bechar that is born in Eretz Yisrael can be a Karban. Does that mean that a Bechar that's born outside of Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kiddusha? Wrong. A Bechar born outside of Eretz Yisrael does have Kiddusha. It has to be given to a Kayan, it's sent out to graze until it gets a Mum, then it could be Shechted, and you can eat it like regular Cholim. But you can't be marked as a Karban. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Yosef HaKayin, Yosef the Kayin, Hevi Bikura Yayin V'Shemen. He went out to his vineyard, he saw, his grapes are becoming ripe. He went to his olive trees, he saw, the olives are becoming ripe. He's going to bring Bikura. But instead of bringing actual grapes or olives, what he did was he brought wine and oil. He squeezed the grapes and olives, and he brought the liquid form. Sagt der Mishnah, V'loi Kiblu Mimenu, they didn't accept it from him. Because Bikurim is supposed to be fruits, not juice. Zakt de Batanura. It's only because Shalei Batsru Mitchil Lakach. What does that mean? When he was cutting the grapes, and he was harvesting the grapes, for that matter, when he was cutting the olives, his kavana was to bring grapes and olives themselves as Bikurim, the fruit. Then he changed his mind and said, you know what? I'm going to squeeze the grapes into wine and the olives into oil. That's why they weren't mekabelit. But, says the Batanur, if lechatchila, when he cut the grapes and the olives, he did so with the kavana of pressing it, of squeezing it, of bringing wine and oil instead of the fruits themselves, then they would have been mekabelit. Furthermore, the Gemara tells us about Yosef HaKayin, afhu hele ezbonav ubenei beisoi lasois pesach katan b'Yerushalayim. One year in Erev Pesach, neither Yosef or his family could bring the korban Pesach, because they were tamei. So he came with his family for Pesach Sheni. A person that was not Makriv, his Karban Pesach on Yudal and Nisan, because he was Tamei, could be Makriv a month later, on Yudal and Ir. Pesach Sheni sometimes is referred to as Pesach Katan. Why? Because it's only one day. Chag HaPesach is 7 days. So you have Yosef HaKayin, his small children, and his wife. They couldn't be Makriv the Karban Pesach in the right time. So they come to Yerushalayim on Yudal and Ir. And the Chachamim said, sorry. What was the problem? Pesach Rishon is a chayv even for Ketanim. Pesach Sheni, there's no chiyah for Ketanim. You see, during the actual Yom Tov of Pesach on Nisan, you have to bring the children to Yerushalayim to fulfill the mitzvah of Riyah Beregel. The pasuk says, Shalosh pa'amim bashana yiroa kol zechurches mei Hashem lekecha b'mokem asher yivchar b'chag ha'matzos, and so on. So you're supposed to bring your children to be Oyel Regel. But by Pesach Sheni, where there's no mitzvah being Oyel Regel, there's no chiyah for Ketanim. Now the Mefarshim explained that even Nisan, that your children should be part of the Karban Pesach, that's not a deraisa, it's part of the mitzvah of chinuch. The father has a mitzvah to be mechanuch his children in all of the mitzvahs, including the Karban Pesach. So once he has to bring his child to Yerushalayim, that's really a mitzvah of being oyel regel. Here the Torah says, b'feirush yiroa kol zechurcha. So Chazal say, okay, your child is in Yerushalayim, we want him to be part of the Karban Pesach. But by Pesach Sheni, they were never misakin the children should be part of the Karban Pesach. There's no mitzvah of chinuch there. What about his wife? Well, they didn't let his wife either be part of this Karban of Pesach Sheni. Women are mechuyev in the first Pesach. Yosef HaKayin thought that Pesach Sheni is also a chuyev for women if they missed it. There is such a shita. There's a shita of Rabbi Yosi in Masechtas Pesachim. But the Chacham hold that women are not obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. Wait, not obligated, but if they want to, they could. Generally, yes. But in this case, Chazal were concerned. If they take the Karban Pesach on her behalf, people will think that there's a chay for women to bring Pesach Sheni. So again, Afhu, Yosef HaKayin, Helez Bonav brought his small children, Ubenei Beisli, and his wife. Lasos Pesach Katan for Pesach Sheni on the 14th of Iyar, B'Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim Vechzeriu. And the Chacham prevented him from being makir of the Karban Pesach for his sons, for his little children, that is, and his wife. As we explained, there shouldn't become a chayv that you have to be makar of a carbon Pesach for ketanim and for nashim. Furthermore, this is the last example that the Mishnah is giving us, aristain hevi bekurav me apamya. Where is apamya? It's in Syria. And as we explained earlier, fields in Syria that belong to Yisrael are mechuyev and tremesi maisres. And they actually are mechuyev and bikurim. So when aristain brought his bikurim from apamya, here the Mishnah says, v'kiblu mimen, or they were mekabalit from him. Nimnei she'amru, because the Chachamim said, akayne b'Syria, a Yisrael who purchases land in Syria, kakayne b'farvar shabi Yerushalayim. It's as if he purchases mamish land in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, like the areas around Yerushalayim. No difference, says the Mishnah. Hold it, I have a problem. Bikurim has to be tahar, right? Okay, and if it does, who says they weren't tahar? Didn't we learn earlier, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that there's Tumas Eretz Amim in Syria? So how could he bring Bikurim from Syria? It automatically becomes Tameh. Well, here's the answer. Peiros will only become Tameh after they become Huchshuru L'Kabel Tumah. Remember, how does a Peiros become Huchshuru L'Kabel Tumah? It becomes wet with one of the seven Mashkin. Yad Shach Adam is the Rashi Tevis. Yad stands for Yayin, wine, Dalid Vash, honey. Shachat stands for Shemen, Chalav, Tal, oil, milk, and dew. And the Dam stands for Dalid Dam, blood, and Memayim. So even though Syria may have Tumas Eretz Amim, there was no problem for him to bring the Peiros B'Tahara as long as he was sure they didn't become wet after they were cut off. Of course, before they were cut off, they became wet. If not, how would they grow if it didn't rain? Okay, so Lamaisa, we learned in our Mishnah here that the mitzvah of a Bechar, Behema Tahira, is both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. But we don't bring Bechairis and Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and if they are brought, they were not mekabalit to be put up onto the Mizbeach. Chazal Darshan Apasik, the Rambam explains this. Only from a place where you have to bring Meiser Dagan, Meiser on your Tvua, would we be makabal the Bechar to be a carbon. We also learned in our Mishnah that if you have Bikurim, olives and grapes, so some say, look, if before you cut it, your kavana was to bring it as oil or wine, that it's okay. But if you didn't cut it for that, you can't change your mind after you cut it and say, instead of me bringing the grapes and the olives, I'll bring wine and oil. That you can't do. Some shitas hold that you can, lahalacha. You can take a look in the Rambam if you would like. We also learned, even though if you missed Pesach Rishon, you have a second chance by Pesach Sheni. That's if it wasn't your fault. You were either an Einus or a Shaygig. Maybe you were Tami, maybe you were too far away. But for women, Pesach Sheni is not a Chayv. They can if they want to. Lahalacha, the Rambam says, if a woman comes alone, Pesach Sheni, we can't shecht for her. But if she's part of a Chabura, then it's okay. In the case of Yosef HaKohen, they didn't want to, even though he came with his whole family, because they were scared. That was like very high profile, and people will think that women have to bring Pesach Sheni, and they don't have to. It's only if they want to. As far as Ketanim are concerned, we explained there's a mitzvah of Chinuch that should be part of the Karban Pesach during the first Pesach, because anyway they have to come to be Eil Regel, but not Pesach Sheni. And finally, we learned in the Mishnah, even though you don't bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz, and if you do bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz, it has no Kedusha, even a non-Kohen or a Talmudic person can eat it. But, Midrabanan, we do bring Bikurim from Syria. That's only if the Peiros weren't Huchshu, L'Kabel Tumah, they didn't become wet with one of the Shiva Mashkim after they were cut off, because if they did, they would be Tameh. And Bikurim has to be Tahar. Hadrin Alach, Masechtas Challah.